Chapter 23, Who Are We Really? We live in a world obsessed with labels. We define ourselves by our job title, by the role we play in our family, by the possessions we own, and sometimes even by the mistakes we have made. Ask someone, who are you? And most people will answer with something like, I am an accountant, or I am a mom, or I am divorced. But here is the deeper question, who are you, really? What is left when you strip away the labels? The problem with labels are not always bad. They help us organize the world. They give us shortcuts to describe what we do and how we fit into society, but they can also trap us. If you define yourself only by what you do, what happens when you lose the job? If you define yourself only by a role in the family, what happens when that role changes? If you define yourself by your failures, what happens when you want to grow? Labels can become cages. They box you in and convince you that this is all you are, that your story is finished, that change is impossible. More than what you do or own. The truth is this, you are more than what you do. You are more than what you own. You are more than your past experiences. At your core, you are a human being with potential, creativity, and the ability to grow. You are capable of change. You are capable of surprising yourself. If you have been defining yourself by what you lack or by the mistakes you have made, it is time to reframe. You are not your past. You are not your failures. You are possibility. A personal note. For a long time, I defined myself by my struggles. I believed I was the kid from a broken home, the one who would never measure up. Later, I defined myself by work, by success, by the business I built. When things were going well, I felt important. When they were not, I felt like nothing. None of those labels told the whole story. Eventually, I realized something liberating. I got to decide who I am. Not the past, not the labels, not other people, just me. And the same is true for you. The power of identity. Here's why this matters. The way you see yourself sets the ceiling for what you will attempt. If you believe you are broken, you will act broken. If you believe you are powerless, you will act powerless. If you believe you are capable, resilient, and creative, you will start living that way. Identity shapes action. Action shapes results. Results reinforce identity. It becomes a loop. Break the cycle of negative labels, and you break free to create a different story. Rewriting the story. So, who are you really? You are not just your job. You are not just your family role. You are not just your past. You are a living, breathing story that is still being written. And the pen is in your hand. Now let us go a little deeper into how this identity actually works. Who we are and what we are. I believe each of us has two aspects that blend into what we often call our personality. You can think of it like an atom. In the center is the nucleus, the who we are, or your inner self. Orbiting around it are the protons and neutrons, your what we are, your outer self. Let us start with the outer self, because that is usually easier to see. The what we are, outer self, the what we are part of us is made up of our roles and our skills. Roles include things like parent, spouse or partner, sibling, child, coworker, friend. Skills include things like being a communicator, being an employee or leader, being a musician, artist, or athlete, being a problem solver or caregiver. These examples are important. They are how the world often sees us. They make up our persona, the outer self we present to others. But they are not the deepest part of us, the who we are, inner self. The who we are part is our inner self.